They flock from around the world to Mecca. Muslims on pilgrimage drink Zamzam water from a sacred well. Many see it as holy with miraculous powers. But we've uncovered a problem.
Yeah, they say it has arsenic.
Certainly wouldn't recommend drinking it. It is poisonous.
And we expose those selling it illegally on our streets.
Could you tell me, please, why you've been selling water that would be defined as unfit for human consumption?
That's why to say.
ويقول الأجهاد هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم.
Every Thursday evening in his Harlesden living room, Osama invites his friends and family round to pray. And as it's a special occasion, he drinks from a bottle of Zamzam, all the way from Mecca.
It's quite healthy, and Zamzam is what you drink it for, so when I drink it, I wish what I want. I would like to have Zamzam with me all the time. I always have some Zamzam water at home.
Pilgrims in Saudi Arabia can drink from taps connected to the Zamzam well, or bring some back for friends and family. But commercial export is banned.
Any water on sale which is labelled or described as Zamzam water will be from an illegal or a dubious source.
Can I see what you're selling over there? Is it fresh?
Yes.
We've sent a researcher undercover and have changed his voice. Watch him buy water described as Zamzam, even though there's no legal way to get it.
Think about how many gallons you can give me.
I can give you about 30 to 40.
And it is Zamzam, yeah?
Zamzam.
Zamzam water.
Over the course of several weeks, we tracked down this water from shops across London and Luton. Our investigation uncovered an illegal and booming black market trade.
140, 160.
We uncover Islamic mosque and bookshops in Upton Park, Luton and Wandsworth selling the water. Then, posing as a dealer, our undercover researcher infiltrates this warehouse to capture the true scale. It's not just a bottle here and there.
MashaAllah, he costs a lot of water, my brother.
Each of these large blue containers will net £40 a time. They hide the water amongst the clothes, aware the authorities are on the case.
Customs seize it. They don't allow them. This is my Zamzam all the time.
This man, called Mahmoud, runs the largest operation we uncovered in Upton Park. One afternoon, our researcher probes him on exactly why the authorities seized his water.
Yeah, they say he has arsenic.
Arsenic?
He has this and that, all this rubbish.
Arsenic? Do you know what arsenic is?
Yeah, it's really dangerous.
It's a crime to sell drinking water that's unfit for human consumption. We sent the water for a comprehensive analysis. We discover excessively high nitrate levels, problematic for small babies, potentially harmful bacteria that shouldn't be in drinking water, and as the seller hinted, the poison arsenic, at three times the maximum allowed.
Certainly wouldn't recommend drinking it. It is poisonous, particularly because of the high levels of arsenic. Arsenic is a fairly pernicious poison. It is a carcinogen. It's associated with particular cancers. It is a cumulative poison, and the limits set in drinking water are set there for very good reason, that once the water gets above that limit, then it's not safe.
Inorganic arsenic, which is in the drinking water, is a chronic carcinogen, and if you take it daily, day in, day out, over a period of years, you will get, over your lifetime, increased risk of a range of cancers. If somebody's just taking a sip of it now and again, it'll make no difference. But that's the same with a cigarette. Cigarettes are chronic carcinogens. If you smoke them, every cigarette will have an increased risk with it. It's the same with drinking arsenic.
So this was concerning. Traders mentioned customers consuming far more than the odd sip.
We got some customer, they buy the 20 liter.
Yeah.
We got some customer Milton Gis, they every month take one. They daily drink this.
And old people drink it as well. Old people, children, everyone.
I have got some people, they couldn't drink anything else.
But there was still an unanswered question. Was this fake Zamzam water that had become contaminated, or was the source itself polluted? There was only one way to find out. we ask a pilgrim to go to Mecca to take samples of real Zamzam water from the well itself and from bottles. Scientific tests reveal high nitrate, the same harmful bacteria, and arsenic exceeding World Health Organization guidelines. Experts say, based on what we've tested, the source is contaminated as well. Osama and his family find it hard to believe.
I believe it doesn't get contaminated. This is for over 15,000 years people drink it, and from the time of Abraham.
It being polluted is like just impossible.
But other Muslims, like this man who's warned about Zamzam water in the past, are angry.
I feel hurt and sad, and really I cannot express my sadness about it.
It is a sensitive matter.
But the authority must take an action.
But what about the shops that sold us unsafe water? We pay this one in Luton a visit.
Hello, my name is Guylin from the BBC. Could you tell me, please, why you've been selling water that would be defined as unfit for human consumption? You've sold us water that has very high levels of arsenic in it.
Let me explain to you. I have been able to idea this product. We sold it, but when I knew that it is not all right, we stopped it to sell it.
And I get through to Mahmoud Hassan, owner of Zamzam International in Upton Park, who carried on selling polluted water even after it was seized.
All I have to say, I don't import any Zamzam. And I did, for Ramadan, wanted to bring some Zamzam, small gift bottles.
That's not true. We have you on camera selling large bottles to us.
I have nothing to discuss with you. If you have any proof, you can come and discuss it with me.
Our proof, including the many polluted gallons Mr. Hassan sold us, are on their way to Environmental Health. Beyond London and Luton, big questions remain about holy water, so significant to so many that our investigation has established is also contaminated.